All right, so Charlie, I'm going to be conducting an interview on you today, and I'm going to ask a series of questions, and I want you to answer them. Okay, so first question, what did you dream about being when you grow up?
Planning on being a lawyer. Not sure yet.
All right. Why have you wanted to be a lawyer?
Because it pays well, and I would really like to defend people who don't have anybody else to help them.
All right. Let's see. Are there any stories about your childhood that you want to tell us about?
No. I had a pretty normal childhood.
All right. What do you think most people don't know about you?
I don't know really, because nobody really knows anything about me. Well, I mean, nobody doesn't know anything about me. Like, I'm pretty much, right when you see me, you know who I am, pretty normal. Don't stick out of the crowd.
Are you sure there's, like, nothing that you've, like, never told anyone? I'm not asking you to tell me, but if you're comfortable telling me about it.
No. I don't really have anything.
All right. Is there anything that you think is unique about you?
I don't know. I don't really know anything. I can't remember anything that's unique.
Okay.
There probably is, but I just can't remember.
Are there any important things that have happened to you through your life?
Well, I became a teenager. That's, like, the only important thing.
Okay.
I turned 13.
So, becoming a burden for your parents.
Yeah. Oh, wait, the unique thing is because I do Taekwondo and nobody else really does that except, like, one person that I know. So, yeah. That's it. I'm an orange belt. I can kick anybody's butt. Unless they're a black belt or a belt.
Okay, so, what kind of sports do you like?
Baseball, football, bowling, trap, and Taekwondo.
Which one is your favorite out of them?
Yeah. Either Taekwondo, football, or baseball.
Okay. What do you like about each sport?
Well, football, because you get to hit somebody. Baseball, because it's just really fun, and you have to be ready any second, because anybody can do anything that you have to literally just run, and, yeah, and then Taekwondo is because there's, like, sparring classes, you get to fight other people, and it's pretty fun.
All right.
And it's self-defense, too.
Did you do anything fun with your family this past year?
We went to Disney World.
Could you tell me some more about that?
We kind of just went to all the parks. We didn't really do anything special. We just did a normal vacation there.
So, what was your favorite ride?
Jurassic Park, hands down. It was scary, but fun. Like, yeah. Or the Yeti coaster, because there was a bunch of twists and turns, and you went backwards and stuff.
All right, let's see. What do you like about your family?
I don't know, they're family. They're here. They're there when nobody else is. That's pretty much what family is.
Did you go to any schools before this?
Yeah, Zion. Salem when I was in a different city.
What were they like?
Normal schools, very few kids.
Were they private or public?
It was private.
Okay, was it like any special kind of school, like a religious school?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, what religion were they?
It was Lutheran.
Okay. So, since this is your first year at DMS, what do you like about it?
There's more freedom here. Some of the kids are yahoos, but yeah.
What are some of the things that you dislike about DMS?
Like I said, kids are yahoos.
Okay.
There's a lot of crazy kids out there, and yeah.
Do you have any favorite classes?
Probably health.
That's okay. Are there any classes that you dislike?
Trying to figure out. Probably art. Don't tell Mrs. Jensen this, but she kind of talks a lot, so I didn't really get anything
done. All right, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that because she's my home base, but I'll try not to.
Okay.
Are there any other things that you like about DMS? Like the kids, how big the school is?
No, it's just more freedom than other schools.
Yeah. What do you mean by more freedom?
Well, like you can like walk to different classes. Like you can walk more. In other schools, you pretty much walk about 2 yards to other classes. And here you get to walk a lot more than that. Or like you get to sit wherever you want at any table you want. When at other schools you can't. You have to sit in a designated table.
Do you like anything about the lunches?
The sandwiches are good. Salads are good. I'm not really sure about the beef stroganoff. I think it's just a normal school lunch, but yeah. I also like the snack bar. There's no other snack bars in any other school in Alexandria, which is good. Except elementary schools.
What do you think about the lunch ladies? Do they seem like they put a lot of effort into making the food, and do they seem pretty nice?
Well, I'm sure they put effort into it, but they're not really nice. They're nice to some kids, but they're not really nice to most kids. To my point of view, they're just there for their job to get money, but that's just me.
Okay, let's see. How do you like the teachers?
The teachers are good. There's some teachers, I'm not going to mention their names, that they really don't care and they're just there for their job. Like, they don't really interact with any of the kids. They just tell you what you have to do, and then you do it.
All right. What do you think about the principal, Mr. Aker?
I don't want to speak my mind about him. Like, there's some good things that I can say about him and bad things that I can say about him. He's an all-around good principal. That's all I'm going to say.
Alright, what do you think about the vending machines around here that sell water and then donate the money to extracurricular activities, like sports?
Oh, I never knew that. Well, I think that's good.
Alright.
Do
you think that there's anything that we should change about the school?
Not really. I don't think so.
All right, well, that's the end of my interview, because we kind of got to get off the bus now, so.